Welcome to Maseches Nedarim, Perek Daled, Mishnah Daled, Chapter 4, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah begins, Hamudra ana bechaveri. If Reuven prohibits himself to derive benefit from his friend Shimon, and then Reuven gets sick, v'nichnas, and Shimon comes, levakroi, to visit Reuven and fulfill the mitzvah, bekor chaylum. Ayimed halacha, Shimon must stand while he visits him, and he's not allowed to stay there too long. Avalai yashiv, he's not allowed to sit down. So the Gemara explains that we're talking about a situation where the custom was that they would pay people to stay with a sick person, to watch over them, almost like a patient advocate. And if Shimon sits there for too long, and Reuven doesn't pay him, comes out that Reuven is getting a tangible benefit. And that's prohibited, that's forbidden. Continues the Mishnah, Mirapeu Refuas Nefesh. Shimon, who's a doctor, can heal Reuven and provide care for him, even though Reuven is not allowed to derive benefit. Why is that? Because it's a mitzvah. The Torah, when it speaks about the concept of the idea of Hashava Saveda, of returning a lost object, the Torah says the mitzvah in a little bit of a peculiar way. It says, V'hasheivai soi loi, and you shall return him to him. And the Gemara speaks about a situation where a person is lost. So if a person is losing his life, the halacha Shimon is permitted to heal Reuven. And even if you could say that there's other doctors that could provide it, because maybe he's the appropriate agent, the one that can help him find new health. Avalei refuas mamon. However, you're not allowed to heal his animal because that is considered a physical, tangible benefit. They could both go together in a large a mikvah or a large bath. Avalei biktana, but not if it's a small one, because then comes out when Shimon comes into the bath, into the mikvah, whatever it is, the water level goes up and that directly benefits Reuven. V'yashani mebimita, they could both sleep in the same bed. Rabbi Hudai and Rabbi Moshe Achama, that only in the summer days, so that having someone near you doesn't do anything for you. Avalei Moshe Achsham, but not during the rain season, during the winter, Neishu Mahaneu, because having someone in close proximity gives off body heat and keeps Reuven warm. Umeisevi Melamita, and they're allowed to recline together even in the winter on a bed or a recliner, and we're not concerned that that'll turn into sleeping, which is prohibited. Vayichalim Ayala Shulchan, they can eat together on the same table. Avalei Menatamchui. Shimon cannot eat with Reuven in from a large platter because maybe he'll leave over the nicer portion for Reuven, and if so, he's giving him benefit. However, they could eat from the large platter that keeps being refilled, because then whatever they eat, they'll always continue being more, so we're not concerned that Shimon's going to benefit Reuven. Continues the Mishnah, Shimon does not eat with Reuven from the large feeding trough that was given in front of the workers. The reason he can't do that is because if one of the workers eats less, then the other ones get more. So it comes out of Reuven, if Shimon eats less, he's giving benefit to Reuven. Shimon and Reuven are not allowed to till the same furrow, because by Shimon standing there and loosening up the ground, it also loosens up the ground by Reuven. Divi Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir that holds that even if they're not in close proximity to one another, but because if they will be in close proximity, there will be a direct benefit. They cannot turn over the soil together, even at all, in the same, as long as they're in the same furrow. The Chacham say, no, as long as they're not close to one another, it's not an issue. If they're distant from one another, it's okay. It's only when they're close that it ends up causing him a benefit. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.